This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Week 9, I was the only one with a winning record. 3-2 last week. Jerry 2-3, and Boomer 0-5.
You suck. Get out.
So, believe it or not, even after the 0-5 week, Boomer is still in first place by one game. 25-21-0. We're all 0. 25-21. I'm in second, 24-22. Jerry in third, 20-26. Today's football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. By Rex Real Estate, pay only 2% to sell your home. And by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. And of course, by Prop Swap, which sponsors the Al $5 5-team parlay that you can watch right now on Twitter. All right, Jerry, serve them up, my man.
5 games for you. Sunday, we start Detroit at Chicago. The Bears giving 2.5 points.
I've been on the Lions almost every single week. I think that they're better than their record says that they are on both sides of the ball, and I believe that they are building something in the NFC North that scares me a little bit as a Minnesota Vikings fan. I also think that the Chicago Bears are in disarray, and offensively they're a mess, and hearing Mitch Trubisky talk about shutting the TVs off in the building makes me think that he is really in a downward spiral. The Detroit Lions are a good team. They're going to win this game. I cannot imagine that the Bears are going to save their season against a good football team in a division game like this. I love the Lions with my first pick.
Oh, boy. This is one of those pressure points where I think the home team has got to respond, man. Their defense has been playing good. I know Hakeem Hicks is out for them. It's one of the reasons why they are not playing as well as they should be. Man, this is like one of those last stand games. And I'm going to go with the home team here, the Bears, because this is one of those games where if they lose it, the next day is going to be miserable, much like it was last week for the teams around here. So I'm going to take the Bears, and I'm going to think and believe that Matt Nagy somehow, some way, is going to get his team to a win.
Here's your Harris Allen logic. I'll put it my way. Matt Nagy stinks. Mitchell Trubisky stinks, and their kicking stinks. I'll take the Lions. Game number 2. Bills at the Browns. Cleveland giving up 2.5 points.
Now, if you follow these lines and you follow Vegas, the thing to do, the sharp thing to do, as they say, is to take the Cleveland Browns here because something doesn't seem right. The Browns are so bad. The Bills are a wild card team right now. The line being a Browns favored line just doesn't make any sense. So that's what the smart thing to do would be. I'm not going to do the smart thing. I'm sorry. This Cleveland Browns team has got major, major flaws. They don't have a head coach that has any idea what they're doing. Their quarterback looks like a detective that got fired for drinking on the job. And their defense, albeit a good defensive line, after that, you never feel like they come up with the big stop in a big moment of the game. So Buffalo is more well coached. They'll be able to control the game a little bit. And we have not seen Josh Allen play as well as he did last year at any point this year. I think that he shows up in a big way in this game on the road. Give me the Buffalo Bills. I got sucked into the line. I'm taking the Bills.
I'm going to take the Browns. Last stand game at home. Baker Mayfield, Freddie Kitchens in front of those fans. Man, you talk about pressure points. That's exactly what the Bears are dealing with. This is exactly what the Browns are dealing with. This is their season is on the line. Some weird reason, because maybe the Bills haven't beat a team with a winning record. I think they're good. I just don't think they're great. I'll take Myles Garrett and the Browns defense to get a few turnovers in this game.
I don't like this game. I'll take the Browns to win by a field goal. I have no reason to believe they will win, but I don't like the Bills either. So I'll take Cleveland minus 2.5. Rams at Steelers. Pittsburgh, a home underdog, getting 3.5 points.
Yeah, I've really underestimated the Steelers the entire year. I seem to pick against them almost every opportunity I get, and I'm going to do it again. I still don't love their offense when they're pressured into having to rely on it to win a football game. I mean, they still have issues at running back. Jalen Samuels showed up last week and played well, and Mason Rudolph has answered the call, but it's really about their defense there. And when they get tested against a team like the Rams with their short passing game, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on that defense to win the game, and the offense won't be able to respond. I like the Rams in this spot. Give me LA.
There's a man, and this man's name is Aaron Donald. Where did Aaron Donald play college football, Gio?
At Pitt. I watched it with my own two eyes.
I'm taking Aaron Donald and the Rams on the road in his hometown, essentially, Pittsburgh.
It is,
to beat down the Steelers.
Steelers should have lost to the Colts last week. I'm going to take L.A. to go into Heinz Field and win this with the three, or rather minus the 3.5. We'll do that last. Sunday Night Football. Vikings at AT&T Stadium against the Cowboys. The Cowboys giving up 3 points.
This is another one of those spots that everything says Cowboys, right? Kirk Cousins on the road, national TV game, not a spot for him. Kirk Cousins' record against the NFC East and the Cowboys when he was there with a member of the Washington Redskins, not good. But I have to stick with my formula with the Minnesota Vikings. You put the Vikings indoors, they find a way to win. You stick them outdoors on the road, they always lose. If they had won somehow against Kansas City, I would have picked them to lose this game because I thought that they would split when I looked at these two games back-to-back. I think that the Vikings offense actually gets it done. Kirk Cousins plays well. So everybody says I'm so negative with him. I'm saying he's playing well on national TV against the Cowboys, and the Vikings win this football game.
How about them Cowboys, Jerry? How about them Cowboys?
How about them?
How about the way that they played last week? How about the way that they finally got it going after initially stubbing their toe against the Giants? Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Zeke Elliott having an easy 140 yards on the ground against the Giants, or however many yards it was, but he said he would
beat the New York Giants' ass.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cowboys, Jerry, at home.
So am I. I like the fact that they won last week going away in a game that I didn't think they played all that well, and the game was closer than the final score indicated. I will take the Cowboys because they're the best team in football right now, minus
balls.
The three. I'm kidding. Giants at Jets, Sunday at 1. Tremendous amount of interest nationally in this game as these two teams looking for their second win. The Jets are getting 2.5 points as the home team.
We've been saddled with the chore to have to watch these two teams every single week for four quarters. I mean, and it is terrible. It's one of the worst jobs you could possibly have in sports talk is to watch both of these teams every week. Sucks. You got a fantasy team you want to pay attention to. You got gambling things you want to pay attention to. And then your eyes are glued to this crap week in and week out. It's insufferable. Luckily, they play each other, so we don't have to waste now 6-7 hours of our day just one particular game. So thank goodness for that. Because I've watched so much of this garbage, I feel pretty good about my pick.
Okay.
It's the New York Giants. The Giants are playing better. I know the Giants have lost 5 in a row, but just watching these games, they're playing better on both sides of the ball than the New York Jets are. It's as simple as that. I can't see the Jets putting anything together of any semblance of positivity in the NFL for the rest of this season. So give me the New York Giants.
You know how Kristaps Porzingis is going to go up for 50 tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? I think Leonard Williams is going to get 3 sacks in this game. You watch. Yeah, I'm with you on this. I think the Giants actually do look competitive, and they look a little bit more, I don't know, solid for whatever reason. It's hard to say that about a 2-win team, but the thing that really concerns me about this, as we just had some guests in here, and one of them happens to be a Jet fan, and he told me that I'm a Jet fan and I'm picking the Giants to win. That's all I needed to hear. That negativity coming from the Jet fan base is going to be palatable on Sunday when the Jets take the field as the home team. I will go with a Daniel Jones against a beat-up secondary in a team that does not generate any pressure. So with a team that doesn't generate pressure and a team that doesn't have any secondary, I'm going to go against them. That's why I'm taking the Giants.
Blow it out an inch.
Yeah.
I will take the Jets. I'm going to take Sam Darnold to play a good game. Le'Veon Bell, even with the sore knee, to have some sort of a breakout game and do something. And for Jamal Adams to give us something defensively. It makes no sense, and I got to make up some ground here. So I will take the Jets on Sunday with the points, but to beat the Giants.
Someone's going to make a big move this week because we got a lot of dissenting opinions. I know that Boomer and I agreed on this game, but I think we went against each other in almost every other game. So it'll be an interesting week with the standings between the three of us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.